Helen Mirren took Hollywood by storm when she took home an Emmy Award, 2 Golden Globes, and an Academy Award all in 1 year. The international superstar took on the challenge of playing two of Britain's most iconic figures, Elizabeth I and Elizabeth II. And now this 62-year-old is taking on the past again, telling her own life story. Helen Mirren's book is In the Frame, My Life in Words and Pictures. Helen, good morning
to you. Good morning.
And I have to say, first off, I learned in the book right away, Helen Mirren is not your real name.
Well, actually, it is my real name, but, I was born with the name of Mironov. So, officially, I guess I would be Mironovna because my father was born in Russia.
Which I didn't realize. Your paternal side, your grandfather actually was in the military during the Tsar. He came to England to purchase arms, I believe.
Absolutely.
Russian Revolution breaks out. He's suddenly a refugee, and your dad is born in England.
Yes. Well, no, my dad was born in Russia, but he came at the age of 2 or 3 with my grandparents to England. So, absolutely, I'm half Russian. I would say it's my bottom half that's Russian.
Why the bottom half?
Well, you know, good old Russian peasant stop down there somewhere.
Talk to me about your childhood, because your dad was a cab driver, and your mom was sort of a reluctant homemaker who wanted more for her girls.
Yes, my mom was a sort of very early feminist, I guess. You know, the issue of marriage and never came up in our family. You know, oh, don't worry, darling, you'll get married and a man will take care of you. That was never promoted as a sort of life choice. Our life choice was always, you must make your own money, you must have your own money, you must be economically independent of anyone. And where my mum got that from, I don't know. But, yes, I think she was a reluctant mother. She was a great mum, and she was fun, and, you know, she cooked and everything. She didn't get up in the morning. But she was a great mother, but I don't think she really, really wanted to be a mother. I think a lot of women don't, actually.
So where does your love of acting come from?
I don't know. I mean, I think a perfect combination of my parents. Certainly one of my ancestors in Russia started one of the earliest theatres in Russia. It was a serf theatre on their estates. That was sort of like 300 years ago. So I have that on my father's side. And on my mother's side, she was just a huge drama queen. So, you know.
And you write in your book, even now, my relationship with the audience is ambivalent. I am vaguely embarrassed by the idea of being looked at.
Yes. Actors don't, not all actors act to be looked at all. They act to sort of disappear into something. And I think that is sort of the case with